Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
This is a U.S. Open Week edition of Danny and Dusty.
Brought to you by Langdon Farms Golf Club.
On 1080 The Fan.
Vaughn in the windup in his first offering. Just a bit outside. He tried the corner and missed.
It's 12:18 here, Portland Sports Leader. Don't you forget it. We are live from the shadows of the historic Fremont Bridge. There's a Vancouver text line, 503-864-6326. That bad boy will let you interact with us throughout the entire show. Plus, you can catch us on youtube.com/1080TheFan. Text line coming in. The money is managing OnlyFans accounts. I think that's a valid point. But as Danny brought up in the break as we were talking about it, that's probably where some of the most scum of the earth lives.
Indeed.
I don't know if I'm ever bringing myself to that level.
Yeah.
I mean, money changes people, I know that, but boy, I like to feel like I got a good head on my shoulders.
Yeah, I mean, like there's a certain level. Like, I don't need to be like...
Like I'm watching Paul Skeens on TV right now. And if Livy Dunn comes to me, like, I'm sorry, girl, I'm going to say no.
Yeah.
Yeah, I like my wife. I'm happy.
Good for you.
My wife listens to the show. Yours doesn't.
I can make the joke. No. Look, I mean, I'm well aware. We both outkicked our coverage.
Without a doubt.
I love my wife.
Speaking of outkicking the coverage, we got game four tonight of the NBA Finals. And before we really get into this game, I have to share, this might be, for very different reasons, this might be the most fascinating, captivating finals I can remember since... LeBron down 3-1. Different reasons.
Yeah.
But for some reason, I am really, really glued to this series. And I think, you know, there's a bunch of different storylines. It's the MVP. It's kind of the cardiac kids in Indiana. It's style. For me, it's style.
The pacemakers.
The pacemakers.
You like that?
I do like that. I didn't love the yes sirs shirts.
Shout out the guys of the Ringer group chat, Justin Verrier. They solicited and they landed on the pacemakers.
But I like that a lot.
My submission was we could call them the military industrial complex because they're powered by Halliburton.
Government contracts. But I think it all boils down to its style of play. And maybe that's why I was so fascinated by that 3-1 LeBron team that came back. Because their styles were so different. You know, the Warriors were bringing
us... The death lineup.
Yeah, the Warriors are bringing us this new style of play, which kind of dominated the league for 10 years. And I don't know if it's... like we talked about this last time we were together. This new style of play that's kind of come along the last couple of years, but has really shown itself. I think that's why I'm watching basketball.
Yeah,
I'm watching basketball.
Basketball's coming back, and like everybody tried to replicate the death lineup Warriors, and it's like nobody can replicate it because nobody else has the best shooter of all time on their roster, and then also maybe the fifth best shooter of all time in Klay Thompson. Oh, and maybe the best generational defender of an era in Draymond Green.
Top five all time, maybe.
Oh, and probably the best scorer in the history of the game in Kevin Durant.
Oh, and by the way, we drafted all three of them in 2 years.
It's like, in Klay, Steph, and Ray. And it's like, you can't replicate that because you have the best of the best of the best doing what they do at their peaks. And then, we're going to put the most dominant efficiency level score in the history of the game and Kevin Durant in it.
Like, right.
good luck.
Right. And you're absolutely spot on. You can't replicate it. But I think what we're seeing in this finals is, I think this is replicable. I think you can do this.
You can. And
you do need a guy. Yes. And guys don't grow on trees.
No.
And you need a couple guys. You know, there's a big three brewing in OKC. But that big three ain't getting the job done so far.
But they're all incredibly young. And I think where you're seeing the changes here that matter, they're happening. And this is like, anybody's ever listened to me for any period of time, you know how I feel about coaching in the NBA. It's not nearly as impactful as coaching, say, in the NFL.
Right.
You're not in the nuts and bolts of it to where you can force impact as much.
It's like Phil shared the secret with everyone. It's like you got to kind of let guys ball.
Yeah.
And you got to kind of push
right
them.
Buttons. In like,
Kerr is great at it too.
Yeah. It's don't get me wrong. There's very significant X and O's things that happen that Carlisle and Dagnall have done. Mm-hmm. And I'm not taking away from that at all.
But don't think you are.
But it's putting guys in the best positions, both mentally, emotionally, physically, but also, and then like knowing how to like nudge them psychologically and kind of take advantage of certain things. Now, on the actual X's and O's things, like the things that the Pacers did different in Game 3, they got Tyrese Halliburton free. And they did that through...
And they had to.
And that was the thing. Is like you look at how many paint touches he had in the first couple of games, and he just wasn't able to get there. And he wasn't able to get his shot off. And the Pacers are now, I think it's 8-1 in the playoffs this year when Halliburton scores 20 or more. Because when he scores, again, we don't expect him to score 30-plus, 40-plus. That's not who he is. But when his scoring rises, so does his assists.
Well, and his teammates say that, too. They're like, we got to get him going. And it's not necessarily, you're right, he's not a 30-point-a-night guy. SGA could drop 36 any game he plays.
He averages 34.
Yeah, yeah. Like, and that's the kind of guy he is. That's the type of score he is. Hallie's just not that way.
Hallie's a diesel engine. Where you got to warm
he's
him
got
up.
Old school power or a point guard.
Yeah, no, he is. He gets guys going. And look, if you want to draw a Portland parallel, he's a lot like Dame in a sense of like Dame would end up with 30 on a given night, but it's because he's dropping 20 in the fourth.
Mm-hmm.
So
because he had to.
In I can't. God,
a lot of times it was because he
I
had
can't
to.
Remember what show. Oh, it was Zach Lowe's show. He brought up a great point of like the difference between like a guy like Halliburton and a guy like Steve Nash and Chris Paul, and then a guy like Trae Young. Mm. Because when you're playing the Trae Young Hawks, when they go to the Eastern Conference Finals and stuff like that, it's four quarters of nothing but Trae Young pick and roll.
Yeah.
Like you're seeing the same thing for four quarters.
And him just muscling. It's a little old school ISO ball.
It's a lot of pick and roll, ISO heavy basketball. But by the fourth quarter, you've seen it 80 possessions.
you can eventually start to shut it down.
You can understand where they're trying to go with stuff. Dame always told me, he goes, the first two quarters, I'm usually trying to look at, okay, how are they playing this? What are they going to do this? I don't want to show them everything. So come fourth quarter time when we're right there, I've got 3, 4, 5 different things that I can go to as counters that I've set up all game long and I could go into. You look at a guy like Steve Nash. You look at a guy like Chris Paul. Those are the guys that I've said that Hallie is more like than anybody else.
I'm a big Jason Kidd guy. But I don't think he's like Kidd.
I think you're right.
He's more Paul.
Kidd was more of a power guard.
Right.
Whereas Nash and Paul, they weren't scorers. Even though both those guys are damn near 50, 40, 90 career shooters, which is like Hallie, they don't score for three quarters. But usually come fourth quarter, it's a 12, 15-point explosion of, I'm going to get by you, get to the elbow, pull up. I'm going to get by you, pull this three. I'm going to get by you, and then now you're worried about me pulling off this screen. You're taking a step earlier, yeet, and now I've got a wide-open dunk on the backside. It's a cerebral level of game that a coach like Carlisle can really pull the strings with of like how they got – like they unlocked Hallie by not only putting in more DHOs and more direct actions – they ran a lot more decoy actions on the backside, but they also moved Pascal Siakam out of the mid post and more to the nail in the middle of the floor so that when they loaded up on it, now Hallie can scram out to the outside. And now Pascal's got four options when the defense is completely collapsed. And now you're in this kind of a bind of, I don't necessarily want to, you know, hedge on this, but I have to. And if I do that, now Halliburton's able to walk into a shot, or Nesmith, or Nembhard, or whoever it is. And now the Thunder, which they've never been in really this season, they're in scramble mode.
Mm-hmm.
And like those are the things, like the coaches are, like Terry Stotts was great at optimizing like the top 3-4 guys on his team offensively. That was what, like, the reason the Blazers had such an incredible offense, like, oh, it's this, that, or the other. It's like, no, he saw Dame and CJ, and then when he got Nurk, of like, That before Nurk got hurt, the Dame Nurk pick and roll was one of the best offenses in the entire league.
I mean, Nurk fever. Like, remember how big that was?
If I remember right, the Dame Nurk pick and roll
it
averaged,
felt like it was legit.
Oh, it was. They averaged like 1.22 points per possession, which over 100, that's 122 points.
That's great.
That's an insane level of offense. And so Terry goes, we're going to run this a lot, but we're going to run it in 18 different variations.
Yeah.
We're going to run some spread pick and roll.
So
we're
you can't pick up on it.
We're going to run some empty corner pick and roll. We're going to run some actions on the backside. Like, we're going to get Dame to his pet spots, and Carlisle does that probably better than any coach in the league of, like, we're going to have a package or a suite of things that we're going to do. And then, but he, instead, like, they'll rearrange the order of how they're going to attack it and set it up, and then they'll add a little spice to it. Like, okay, instead of doing this with this, we're going to do this, and you think we're going to run, you know, this, you know, flare screen on the backside, but it's actually – it's the third thing in five different machinations, and they're only, you know, 8 seconds into the shot clock, and you're like, oh, crap, what else is coming?
And we've got 15 seconds still to go here.
Yep, and that's like they're just flying, flying, flying.
That's
and going
the pace we keep talking about.
Yeah, it's not just how fast they get down the court. It's how fast they get into their offense and how fast they get everything going while in the offense. It's not a Hoosiers thing or a triangle offense where it's very methodical and this, that, and the other. It's chaos, but it's very, very structured.
Controlled chaos. Yeah, you can, I mean, if you're talking head, the best player in the finals right now has been SGA. I mean, no doubt about it. When the fourth quarter comes around, best player is Tyrese Halliburton. And don't be, you know, if Indiana does go on to win this, kind of what you were talking about, that Halley-Siakam combo, he's the key to me. Because if you free up, like you were just saying, when you can free up Halliburton, you're not just freeing up Halliburton, you're freeing up Pascal Siakam. Yeah, you've got those guys on the perimeter that can hit shots. But Siakam, we saw it in Toronto, helped win a title for them in that. Like, he can adapt, he can mold, he can move around, he's athletic for his size. And you're right, it has put OKC on their heels. And this is maybe this is where the coaching comes back into it. Is there a way that the coaching staff can adapt to that? Or is Carlisle going to just keep reinventing this until the buzzer sounds on a game four win or on a fourth win of the series and then it's over?
And that's the crazy thing.
Can they catch up?
And that's the thing tonight. This game, you know, we talked about going to game three. Did the Pacers have to win it when Dusty was in on Wednesday? And
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
I was like, I think they have to because they need to put the pressure on OKC and make them really feel it. Because if
they haven't looked good with pressure.
No, that's where the youth comes into play. It's not like the Pacers are this incredibly experienced team.
Agreed.
But you do have some veteran play in Miles Turner, who's been there for a decade. You do have Pascal Siakam, who, even though he wasn't the biggest piece, he was in year three in Toronto, knows what it's like to be in those pressure situations and win a title. Hallie has a level of mental stability and toughness that has resonated literally to multiple game-winning shots. The team has had multiple game-winning shots. Like, they don't know how to die. And there's something about, like, if all of a sudden the pressure starts to build, and these are the things that you can't account for, that if the Pacers can push those buttons, now all of a sudden you get to see what this young OKC team's made of.
Well, was it Jalen Williams? You know, we'll get out on this. Was it Jalen Williams who said when he was mic'd up, he said something, I could be getting this all wrong, but I swear there was an OKC player who said something like, they're down 11 going into the fourth quarter and they're comfortable.
Yeah.
That's scary.
Yeah.
That's scary, especially on a team that's not dominant. Steph, Clay,
no.
Durant, Iguodala, whatever your cast, Wiggins, whatever your cast of characters are. I've never seen a team down 11 without the firepower of some of those teams we've mentioned feel like, oh, we got this.
I mean, if you look
at... Because basketball's a game of runs, but in the fourth quarter in the NBA Finals, you can't rely on yourself going on a run. It's almost like they don't rely on themselves. They just know they will.
They just know they can, and you've seen it play out because through these three games, in the second half, the Pacers are outscoring the Thunder by 20 points overall.
In the three games combined?
In three games combined, they are outscoring the Thunder by 20 in the second half.
Do you have Halley's points versus...
I can pull up their
I mean, game two is probably going to skew it a little bit.
But it's they make adjustments. Here's the thing. We have yet to see, I think, the best version of either team play their best game.
I'd agree. And it's still being captivating basketball,
yes.
Which is probably why, going back to my original point, why I'm so fascinated.
I want to see what both these teams look like when they're like, it's rare that it happens, but I want to see both these teams going at it. I want to see a game where OKC is humming like they are to start games, because they've been very good starting games, whether it's hitting shots or being disruptive in game one, getting 19 turnovers. But we have yet to see the Pacers really fly around in the first half. Can we get a game where both these teams are humming in both halves and have it come down? Like, you don't have to expend all the energy either side to make a comeback or anything along those lines. Just have this be a nail biter from opening tip to the final horn. And then in the final 2 minutes, what happens?
That's a great point. And I want to get to that next. I want to stick with this. It makes me fascinated about what tonight is going to look like, because I do think tonight will actually... The series starts tonight, mm-hmm. in my opinion. Even though Indy's up 2-1,
it's usually
2-2, game 5, series starts now. No, I think
it's
the series starts
number,
tonight.
But it feels, this. I said this yesterday, and I'm surprised nobody called me on it, but I said it's a best of 4 series.
It is.
Because that's kind of weird, because it's an even number, but it's like, it's a best of 4 series right now, and it feels like, even though it's that even number, it's like, that, like, can you grab that first game and then put the pressure on?
Exactly. And then I want to transfer over and take a look at Vegas. Does Vegas know something we don't, or are we actually ahead of Vegas on this one? This is Danny and Friends, but first we'll toss it to the Big O with sports.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.